Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Angelita. I need to advise this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
This is unemployment, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I was trying to file an unemployment claim.
Okay. And are you going direct deposit or benefit card?
Direct deposit.
Do you have your checking or savings account number ready?
Okay.
Information ready?
Hold on,
And
hold on.
driver's license or ID card?
Okay. Hello.
Ma'am?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Okay, and what's your Social Security number?
It's 417-08-8919.
And what about your employer phone number and address? Do you have that available?
Yes, one minute.
Okay, what's your name?
What's my job name?
Yeah.
It's college friend. I mean, college friend.
Who is it?
College fresh.
Your name?
Oh, my name is Natasha Barnes.
Okay, and what's your date of birth?
December 13, 1979.
Okay. And what's your mother's maiden name?
Kathy Barnes.
Okay. What's your driver's license number?
It's 721-3600.
Your driver's license?
Yes, 721.
Okay. Did you have an ID card before that?
Oh yeah, the ID number. That was what you asked for.
Okay. No, I was asking for your driver's license because
Oh.
I was already listed. Okay, so then maybe it's your ID number. What's your ID number?
It's 721-3600.
Oh, that's not easy either. Okay. Okay. All right, so I have Latosha, LATOSHA. Your middle initial is Ara Barnes, BARNES.
Yes, ma'am.
Date of birth 12/13/1979.
Yes,
And
ma'am.
have you worked on any other name or Social Security number?
No.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself as being disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
Ninth.
Any GED?
No.
Okay, you say your mother's maiden name is Barnes,
Yes.
BARNES.
Yes.
And the driver's license is Alabama.
Yes.
And what's the number again?
721-3600.
Alabama 721-3600. And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, direct deposit or check or the benefit card?
Direct deposit.
Okay. Checking or savings?
Checking.
And what's your routing number and account number?
My routing number is 0620000019.
Okay, and what's the account?
025-9622-318.
All right, so for the routing number, you have 062 and you have 409219.
You got 0062
Four
40
zeros, yeah, 19.
19.
And then the account number, I have 025-962-2318.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Security statement questions. Well, going to the next page. What's your mailing address?
It's 4741 First Street East, First Street East, apartment A as in Apple, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35404.
And is the resident and the Milligan address the same?
Yes.
Have your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
What's your primary phone number?
It's 205-579-5802.
Do you have a secondary number or email address you want to add?
You can add my email.
Okay, and what is that?
LaTashaBarnes@iCloud.com.
All right, so I have the mailing address. It's 4741 First Street East, Apartment A, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35404.
Yes, ma'am.
And the primary phone number is 205-579-5802. Email address is LaTashaBarnes@iCloud.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Security statement.
The apartment is apartment A as an apple.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, making sure.
4741 First Street East, apartment mm-hmm. A.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Security statement course to verify your identity is necessary when filing the UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Courtyard, Sonigo Builders, Classic Woods by Vanguard Technology. Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 92 Subaru SVX, Mitsubishi Mirage, 97 Oldsmobile Cutlass, 2002 BMW 5 Series.
I said Mitsubishi Mirage.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2504 Mountain Woods Drive, 336 Mountain Laurel Road, 4144 Harbor Road, and 495 47th Street North.
I don't remember them.
Okay. Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Kathy Barnes? 18 to 22, 38 to 42, 47 to 51, 62 to 66. Never been associated. 62 to 66. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Florence, Hoover, Anniston, Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Okay, you said Birmingham?
Yeah.
All right. And hold a minute for me. All right, ma'am, and thanks for holding. Okay, and did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
What is TRA?
Dealing with adjustment of wages. It's a trade allowance adjustment. Like for, you know, if you have a job like a foreigner displacement worker.
A who?
Foreign jobs, displacement.
I don't have no foreign jobs.
So that wouldn't apply to you. Okay. No. Okay. And have you worked since the last time you filed?
No.
And what's your last day of work?
It was the ninth. Last day of my appointment for College Spring would be from the ninth, was Friday.
Okay. So it's a, have you worked since the last time you filed? So you filed before?
I was working before I filed. Now we offered this summer, like the Christmas break, the school shut down.
Okay. Okay. And what was the work performed same? Was the work you just performed with the same employer as you filed last time? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And what's your last day of work?
Was all with me on December 9th.
Okay. And do you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months? Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for someone, a corporate officer.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Have you applied for, are you receiving pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months? Have you applied for, are you receiving workman compensation due to work-related injuries?
No, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
Yes.
What day?
January the 9th.
Okay. Are you on a temporary layoff due to company vacation schedule? Your company shut down for no more than 2 weeks?
Yes.
Okay. You said you pulled return back to work when?
January the 9th.
Oh, I thought you said December the 9th. Okay.
Oh, well, I got all right. December the 9th. Return the 9th.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Okay. All right. And what's your job description?
I'm a shelf assistant.
Shelf assistant?
Assistant, yes.
You said shelf, S-H-E-L-F, assistant.
F, I mean, C-H-E-L-F, assistant.
Oh, shelf, okay. Okay. And shelf and head cooks?
Huh?
Shelf and head cooks?
Yeah, I assist with the shelf. I'm working beside the shelf.
Assistant. Okay, but it's not showing it as assistant. It's showing just chef and head cooks. And then, so I guess it'll probably be a head cook who might be the assistant. Like.
Yeah.
Okay, are you seeking work in your current occupation as a cook?
Yeah.
And who is your last separating employer?
Who's my last who?
Separating employer, your last employer that you work with, that you're filing on.
Oh, it's College Fresh.
College Fresh, okay. And what city and state did you perform your work?
I perform in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Okay.
Where they're located in Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a phone number for them?
I sure do. It's 217-239.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. 217-239-6622.
217-239-6622.
Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you say your last day of work is?
December 9th.
2022. And start date.
When I started was back in let me see, I have some, maybe I can't remember the exact date. Let me make sure. Back in 2009, I know. Oh my! It was film 29, 2009.
What is it now?
2019. I'm sorry.
2019. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
July 29th, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay as your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for pension or are you receiving pension from this employer?
No, I haven't.
And is this your separated employer? And why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, other, lack of work, laid off, no work available?
No, we laid off for our work available. We returned, like I said, we returned back on January. We just laid off. But
okay.
It's Christmas break when they shut down the school.
All right.
With that.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And your PIN number is going to be 1979.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And with that PIN number, what that's for?
When you get ready to call in to do the week certifications, they're going to ask you for a PIN number. You'll put that in.
Okay.
And then it's up to you if you want to change it after the first time, though. You have to use that one first. All right,
okay.
So I'm going to read your closing statements, and we'll be finished unless you have some questions. Then I give you the numbers if you don't already have them.
Okay.
The closing statements, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effectively. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you to work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit the Alabama Career Center or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/FOSNET to update your online resume. Failure to do so may have interruptions in your benefits. You must be able and available to work, actually seeking full-time work each week that your claim benefits. Unemployment claims uses calendar weeks that begins on Sunday, ends on Saturday. You must file a week of certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file internet, it's www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to call, it is 1-800-752-7389. Your week certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 o'clock p.m. on Fridays, not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This book explains the rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction list could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about your information, please call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Okay, Ms. Barnes, do you already have the numbers to call? 1-800-752?
Yes, I got it wrote down in my book. I keep.
Okay, okay, all right. All right. So do you have any questions?
Yes, ma'am. When I just did my application, right? Do I call in Sunday, this Sunday?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
The 18th, the week of the 18th, that's when you'll get started. You have from
okay.
Sunday up until Friday to get a call in, as long as you get in for Friday at 5.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So we finished with your unemployment claim, and you said that was the only question you have. Okay, so thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Same to you, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Bye.